Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, it was a low-scoring NL game last night, which is unusual with the Rockies.
All right, Coach Dooley is here, brought to you by Kroger. With Kroger delivery and free pickup, it's easy to get ready for tailgating. Kroger, fresh for everyone. And, Coach, what a celebration it was, first and foremost, last week before the game. I wanted you to talk a little bit about that before we got into, talk about that before we get into the quarterbacks and UAB and all of that. I know you were talking about, you know, getting together with your former teams.
Yeah, the 1980 team was introduced at halftime, and people were excited. In fact, I've never seen a crowd so excited, not just for the 1980 team, but for the fact that they hadn't been out together. So when you go from 20,000 people to 90,000 people, it was almost like we were playing for the national championship. I'd never seen a bunch of people so excited and fired up for the ball game. And they were fired up for everything, including especially the 1980 team when they were introduced. And, of course, Herschel got a heck of an ovation, but everybody else did too. So that was a great part of the game. But it probably shocked UAB, was the fact that we played like we were getting ready to play a national championship team. And the crowd acted like that. Of course, they hadn't been together, as I say, for a couple of years. When you go from 20,000 to 90,000, UAB, I think, was in a shock, particularly when a third-string quarterback comes out and throws five touchdowns in the first half. So there was a lot of excitement in that stadium.
And Stetson Bennett, as Coach Dooley joins us, brought to you by Kroger. Stetson Bennett, he's been a good soldier for the Dogs, Coach. Seems like he's been there forever, which he kind of has. And he just, I guess, Kirby trusted the guy who's got the most reps once JT Daniels was ruled out.
And he had some excitement. You know, Arkansas was really giving us the Dickens 2 years ago, a year ago. And then he comes in off the bench and ignites our football team. He excites an offensive team, and that's what he did this past Saturday. He's a great veteran and a great story. In fact, the quarterback at South Carolina is a great story too, Zeb Nolan, and for a graduate assistant to come in and play and lead the team, they're 2-0. So, anyways, a lot of great stories has come out of all of this, but Bennett and Nolan are two great ones at one time.
We're talking with Vince Dooley here on Dukes and Bell. Coach, I want you to take me back, because I know before this week's game they're going to celebrate Georgia's football program being integrated with the Five, and I want you to talk about Richard Appleby and Chuck Kennebrew and Horace King and Clarence Pope and Larry West, who came to Georgia in 1971. I know I saw these guys talking about what you told them, what you told their families, and how important it was for them to come and be treated as family and as men. And they came, and not only that, they graduated, but they helped change the program. Take me back to 1971.
Well, I think one of them made a statement, which is probably has never been said before, but it was something I was thinking, that we had, previous to that, one player that we had signed, and then he decided to go to Minnesota, and then another year we had a walk-on that I really liked, a guy named Hurley, but he jumped on a scholarship to Vanderbilt. So I felt like that when we signed our first blacks, that we ought to have them as a group. And I think that's been a great thing for them because they've been supportive of each other and each have been successful in their own way. And so it's great that it's just hard to imagine 50 years that they're coming back. This is not the first time, however. I brought four of the five back after they'd been gone 30 years and recognized them before one of our nationally televised games. But this is the 50th year, and Horace King has stayed around, and is every event that we have here, you'll see Horace. You'll also see Kennebrew, and Larry West is up there in Washington in one of the biggest Baptist churches that he's the pastor of. And I had an opportunity to visit with him and to see that and the great work that he's doing. And Clarence Pope, I went to his retirement. He retired both as a fireman and as a, well, he's not retired as a pastor, but he's still a pastor. And then Richard Appleby has been the furthest one away. He's out in Hawaii with an airline, and it's great to see him because he'll always be Appleby to Washington. And he, quote, rose to the occasion in that ball game against Florida. So there's going to be a great celebration, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him.
It is Coach Vince Dooley with us, guys, brought to you by Kroger here on Duke's Bell, our weekly visit, as now getting ready for some SEC competition. Although I know you're always the master coach of talking up the opponent, regardless of what the odds were. In this case, Las Vegas has made them a 31-point underdog. Coach Beamer is trying to turn that thing around. You talked about Zeb, the young man who just grew up out just wanting to play between the hedges outside Athens. But how do you see this one going, and does it matter who plays quarterback for Georgia this weekend?
I don't think it matters a great deal. But I have no idea because Kirby has kind of been a master of surprise. Nobody knows what exactly he's going to do, and maybe he doesn't know until the day or two before the game. But in any event, whoever he plays, it's going to be good. We're good. I mean, I think we are ranked number two, whatever that means at this time. But there's a good indication that this football team, that things could fall into place, and they've got a chance, maybe better than any team I've seen in recent years, to do what we all want them to do. But nevertheless, South Carolina has been kind of a thorn in Georgia's side, particularly the last 11 years. They've won five, we've won six, and they've traditionally won some big ball games going way, way back. But Coach Muschamp, who is here, has recruited some good defensive linemen, so they're pretty good up front. I'm sure they'll play as hard, but I think that if all things go the way I think they will, I think that the point spread may not be too far off.
Well, let's hope that's the case. It's Coach Dooley, guys, here with us on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Kroger again. Delivery and free pickup. It's easy to get ready for tailgating. Kroger, fresh for everybody. All right, Coach, I wanted to just ask you when it comes to, you know, what you feel good about. I know you see more practices probably than most folks, and I've been concerned about the run game, and there's just little things that, you know, I don't feel like the team's put it all together, but what do you feel the best about? Is it just simply the defense, and you feel like that's a championship-caliber defense this early on in the season?
It's hard to say it's not. I mean, they're as quick as I have ever seen, and we've had some pretty good defenses over the years, and particularly in more recent years, but I'm not sure that we've had one any quicker than this one. They got linebackers that can run. You got ends that can rush the passer. You got linemen up front that is as strong and as quick as I've seen. We're capable of sacking more than we have done in more recent years. And the defensive backs are playing great. So it's a fast-moving defense that has a tremendous amount of pride. Offensively, I think we'll continue to get better as we go along. And then the punting part of our kicking game, I'm not sure I've seen a better punter than the one we got right now. Time will tell, but boy, that guy gets when you hear the sound of the ball when he hits it with his foot, it's got quote of a different sound to it. And bang, the next thing you know, it's flying. I mean, way up in the air. So I'm excited about this team, but I'm also a football coach too, and know that anything can happen in this this crazy game. But right now, I'm pretty optimistic about the future.
All right, you got South Carolina, Vandy, and then it gets a little more difficult with Arkansas. But you do have to get JT Daniels back. I know we're looking for a little more offense, and how important is it to get him in a rhythm? The only way he gets in a rhythm, coach, he's got to be out there, right?
Yeah, and he needs, and that's the only thing. But he is working some. He's throwing some. And, I'm not sure that he's ready to play Saturday, but they'll have to decide that. But I was encouraged by the way I saw him throw. And I know, knowing what he had and knowing how painful that could be, because there's a lot of different throws you throw as a quarterback, and some particular one really puts a strain on that part of his back at his side. So, but he looked pretty good, and which bodes well. Again, I'm not sure about Saturday, but at least for the future.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.